Hey, okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Welcome to it, a little after 8:30, and we're going to bring him up. Brandon T. Adams is on, Emmy Award-winning producer. He's got like 3 TV shows. He's an entrepreneur. He knows people. He's got things going on. And always delivers great advice. Thanks for being on with us. Where are you today? The Great Wall of China? Where are we?
AKA Orlando, Florida.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Before we get to, I've been teasing it all morning. It's driving Scotty nuts. I was telling him it's something that we all naturally, instinctually do that you say never to allow yourself to do it. You never allow yourself to do this one thing. And we'll get to that. But first, do you have my money? Because look what I'm wearing.
Okay.
Right here. I got a $100 bill for the listeners, a crispy $100 bill from the bank.
Oh, nice.
Is it going to you?
Well, the challenge last week was we were talking about, you know, your black T-shirt, the whole brand. You have a bunch of them, and you're like, yeah, it's easier to just dress in that than to, you know, change your clothes every day. And people don't even recognize you when you're not even in a black T-shirt. Am I right?
I'm right. If I wear blue, people are like, what is wrong with you? What's happening today?
Who are you? So you challenge Sandy to stay in the same outfit that she was a week from today, and she is.
Is this the same outfit? Yes, mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is 7 days in a row. Mm-hmm. 7 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I owe you $100.
You owe me.
Well, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Hey, wait.
She can't. Is this true, Scott? Is this true? Did she wear the same outfit every single day?
I was
for 7 days.
I was put in the judgment zone this morning, whether it be jerk or justified to maybe go along with Sandy's little.
All right, fine. I didn't wear it. Damn it! I couldn't.
You lied.
Yeah. And she was going to pay me $50 to cover it for
him. I was going to split it with him. I was trying to tempt him. Even the righteous listeners called up and they're like, don't do that. I'm like, come on, people. I'll spread the wealth with everybody.
You like giving people money. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for being BTA side.
Yes.
On the Brandon T. Adams side.
Yes, BTA. Now you can go invest it in Bitcoin. Have fun. All right.
It was hard. Like, I did it on Friday and I did it today. And I just can't do it. I didn't follow through.
Well,
so,
hey, it's all right. I'll just keep doing it for you. It is a game changer, though. It makes life easy for me, especially when I'm traveling here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You throw 3 or 4 black T-shirts in the and it goes with everything. Anyway, so I've been really intrigued as to what this is that Sandy has been teasing me all morning. It's the one thing that just about everybody does, but it's the one thing you probably shouldn't do.
Brandon T. Adams, is like superhuman. He doesn't allow himself to do this, which holds us all back.
Yeah, so this thing is the things that you say out loud and the thoughts that you have. Hmm. One thing I've learned to master is the power of how I think positively, but also, you know, people sometimes when they're not very good at something, they say, I suck at doing this, or I'm not very good at doing this, or I can't do this.
Right. Or I never win this. Right.
Yeah. Those are like self-sabotaging things that actually affect your subconscious, which ultimately affects the results you have. So what I've learned to do is I stopped saying those things and I started saying positive things. Even before I actually realized like, hey, I can actually do that, I would say that, which helped me get there. So like, I'm good at creating videos, I'm great at running marathon or whatever that may be. And it really helps your mindset. There's a lot of studies around this that show that when you say those positive things, it helps you actually get there. It helps you get those results versus say, hey, I suck at this.
I always
Now last night I was telling myself, I am a good liar. I will lie to Brandon and I will win $100.
You are a horrible liar.
It didn't work.
You start like you can tell when she's lying when she starts laughing.
I can read through you a mile away.
I'm terrible.
You would have never got away with it.
I wouldn't. You know, awful.
I still pick it up every so often, the book called The Secret, Rhonda Burns. And a lot of the things, especially the video that they made. There was one thing that stuck out, and it kind of connects with what you said, that thoughts become things. And it actually works. My wife, I hope she's not listening. She's in sales. She has to get a certain number, right? In sales, you got to hit a certain number. And she said, would you just do this for me? Would you just like a bunch of times today, would you just put a number in your head and just send it to me? And I did it four or five times, like while I was driving yesterday, while I was in between letting the dogs out. And she called me about 4 o'clock. I'm like, so how are your numbers? It was the same number that I threw at her.
Really?
Yes, it was. I swear.
It's like a magic show over there at the Spisano household.
You manifested, and it really does work. And when someone calls us up and say, oh, my God, I never win. I'm like, well, that's why you never win, because you think you never win.
Well, you know this guy. You know this is true. Like, when you're with somebody, like, for example, my significant other, and you guys probably can relate with your spouses, when you're with each other so much, you start, like, thinking the same thoughts, and then you ever have it where you're like, hey, this, and then they say it like, oh my God, I was just thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. The power of minds being together in the ether. It's crazy stuff. It's secret stuff.
It is.
Now,
really is.
You, Brandon T. Adams, is in the book, James Whitaker, which I love him dearly too, Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy.
Yeah.
And it's like the updated version of the Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, it's a
so,
Bible.
Anyhow,
yeah.
Brandon was in that book. You were featured in that book. And the cool story, which you applied all of this, is when you were a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I want to share that. So, by the way, we created a movie called Think and Grow Rich Legacy, which the secret was basically next level is Think and Grow Rich.
Oh,
kind
sure.
Of the same concept.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I was a kid, when I was 8, 10 years old, I had a speech impediment. So I had a lisp, and I couldn't speak properly. I got bullied. People made fun of me. And so what I started doing is I would look into the mirror and I'd say, I'm a great speaker. I'm a great communicator. I would practice in the mirror, but I would go to school and people would say, do you have a lisp? And I would say, no, what are you talking about? And I started telling myself that I didn't. And I started believing it. And by the time I was 14 years old, I lost my speech impediment. And now I get paid a lot of money to speak.
He's a speaker.
The power
of
positive thoughts and what you tell your subconscious. It literally does work.
Wow.
I love that story.
That's so great.
That's so cool.
I love to hear the inspiration now. What are you working on in Florida today? Just to let you know, so what's going on in your business? I'm curious.
Yeah, I got a shoot going on here.
Oh, yeah.
We're filming a powerful story on an immigrant that came here and now selling real estate. But I don't know if you guys ever watched the show Flipping Boston with Dave Seymour. We're actually filming with him today. Got a whole shootout camera crew, so we're having some fun in Florida, and it's going to be 90 degrees today.
Ah, you suck.
We don't like you.
He knows the pain because you're from the upper Midwest anyway, right? So you must be loving this. Yeah. Great, Brandon. Thanks so much for giving us a couple of minutes. And there's, if you're on Facebook Live, there's a cameraman with a mask on.
There's a camera guy in the back.
Shooting out your window, like spying on somebody at the pool. I'm not quite sure, but we'll just leave it at that. Thank you so much. BrandonTAdams.com and anywhere on social media, correct?
Yes, correct. And hey, you guys ever want to connect with me on Instagram at BrandonTAdams. I'll message you back.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
And have fun with that $100 that you didn't lose.
Yeah, this is mine.
All right. Yeah. Oh, look at there. Sandy's got a tear in her eye. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Thank you.